भजति कुमनीषिणां सयुज्यम् हरिरदनात्मदनप्रियोरसज्ञा श्रुतादनाकुलकर्माणमदार्ये पापमकिञ्चनेषु सत्सु न भजति भजति कुमनीषिणां सरिज्यां हरिरधनात्मदन
भजति
कुमनीषिणां
प्रलयवसचि
हरि सेविषि गोस्पोदि
आदना
कोई नैमे मात्रम नहीं बोविनु
Atmadana,
jednostavno oviseći o gospodinu.
Rija,
koji je drag.
Rasagya,
koji prihvaća suštinu života.
Šuta,
obrazovanje.
Dana,
bogatstvo.
Kula,
aristokraciju.
Karmanam,
i plodonosne djelatnosti.
Madaj,
ponosni.
Je,
svi oni koji. Vidadati,
vrše.
Papam,
nemilost.
Kinčanešu,
bez
materijalne imovine.
Sacu,
baktama. Svevišnji gospodin postaje vrlo drag onim baktama koji nemaju nikakve materijalne posjede, već su potpuno sretni što posjeduju predano služenje gospodina. U istinu, gospodin uživa u devocijskim djelatnostima takvih bakta. Oni koji su nadmeni zbog materijalnog obrazovanja, bogatstva, aristokracije i plodonosti djelatnosti, su vrlo ponosni što posjeduju materijalne stvari i često se podruguju baktama. Čak i ako takvi ljudi ponude gospodinu obožavanje, gospodin ih nikada ne prihvaća. Smisao. Svevišnja božanska osoba ovisi o svojim čistim baktama. Gospodin ne prihvaća ponude a bakta. Čisti bakta je onaj ko osjeća da ne posjeduje ništa materijalno. Uvijek je sretan što posjeduje predano služenje gospodinu. Bakte ponekad mogu izgledati materijalno siromašni, ali pošto su duhovno napredni i bogati, najdraži su svevišnjoj božanskoj osobi. Takvi bakte su slobodni od vezanosti za obitelj, društvo, prijatelje, djecu itd. Napuštaju vezanost za svu materijalnu imovinu i uvijek su sretni što posjeduju utočište gospodinovih lotosovih stopala. Svevišnja božanska osoba shvaća položaj svog bakte. Ako neko ismijeva čistog bakte, svevišnja božanska osoba ga nikada ne prihvaća. Drugim riječima, svevišnji gospodin nikada ne oprašta onome ko uvredi čistog baktu. U prošlosti nalazimo mnogo takvih primjera. Veliki mistični jogi Durvasa Muni je uvrijedio velikog baktu Ambariš Maharadžu. Velikog mudraca Durvasu je trebala kazniti gospodinova sudrašnja čakra. Mada je veliki jogi neposredno prišao svevišnjoj božanskoj osobi, gospodin mu nikada nije oprostio. Osobe na putu oslobođenja moraju jako paziti da ne uvrede čistu baktu. U stihu je data jedna od najvažnijih lekcija za gospodinovu baktu, a to je lekcija o poniznosti.
Krishna is not interested to accept things from a person who is proud.
Krishna nije zainteresiran da prihvaća stvari od osobe koja je ponosna.
In the devotional line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you will find many, many devotees who, although being placed in high positions, display an amazing amount of humility.
U devotskom životu Čaitanje Mahaprabhua naćete puno, puno bhakta koji iako su imali jako visok položaj, bili su vrlo ponisni.
For instance, the great devotee Jagannath Das Babaji.
Na primjer, veliki bhakta Jagannath Das Babaji.
As you know, he was so old, he had to be carried on a basket by his servant, or in a basket by his servant, be hurried.
Kao što svi znate, on je bio toliko star da su ga morali nositi, da njegov sluga Bihari morao ga nositi u korpi.
Once, Jagannath Das Babaji, in his total, in this amazing amount of surrender to the Lord's dear devotees, he begged for a chapati from the street sweeper in Vrindavan.
Jednom u Vrindavanu, Jagannath Das Babaji u svojoj velikoj poniznosti, predanosti prema gospodinovim bhaktama je od jednog uličnog čistača molio čapati.
At that time, he was well known already as Siddha Baba.
Do tada je već bio poznat kao Siddha Baba.
To meet someone who has obtained the perfection of devotional life.
To znači neko ko je dostigao savršenstvo devotijskog života.
Who had realized his spiritual form.
Ko je spoznao svoj duhovni oblik.
Yes. So, you will be amazed to hear that the brahmanas of Vrindavan, they are highly against this. They said, Lord Jagannath Das Babaji has eaten from a street sweeper. This is too much.
Vi ćete zapamljati da čujete da su brahmane Vrindavana bili razočarani s tim. Oni su mislili, on je uzeo hranu od čistača ulice, to je previše.
But Jagannath Das Babaji said, there are three purifying substances in this world.
Ali Jagannath Das Babaji je rekao, postoje tri pročišćavajuće substance u ovom svijetu.
One is the holy name that is given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the holy name can never become impure.
Jedno je sveto ime koje je dao Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, sveto ime nikad ne može biti nečisto.
Isn't it? Even a very unqualified person who is engaged in materialistic activities can chant Hare Krishna, that chanting is never impure.
Čak i vrlo nekvalificirana osoba koja je angažirana u materijalističkim djelatnostima može pjevati Hare Krishna. Pjevanje nikad nije nečisto.
See, the brahmanas, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is time, said, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving the purest, that is the holy name, in this way he is breaking Hindu principles.
Brahmane iz Vrindavana u to vrijeme su rekli da Chaitanya Mahaprabhu daje sveto ime koje je najčistije i na taj način krši hinduske principe.
Because he's giving a totally free way.
Jer daje potpuno slobodno, besputno.
You all look so tired. Are you depressed in your life?
Svi vi izgledate tako umore, da li bi imao neko
vidio
ili da
li ste stavili sve? Everyone is in despair. We can't think much more.
Ne može više.
Malo
vratim.
I think it will be easier if there is fresh air for us this week. Okay. So, three purifying things.
Tri pročišćavajuće stvari.
The holy name.
Sveto ime.
The prasadam of Lord Jagannath.
Prasadam gospodina Jagannatha.
Even a Brahmana in Puri will eat prasadam which is touched by an impure person because he knows the prasadam of Lord Jagannath can never be.
Čak Brahmana u Puriju će jesti prasadam gospodina Jagannatha, čak ako ga je dodirnula nečista osoba.
And finally, the third purifying substance is...
I konačno treća pročišćavajuća supstanca je...
Vrađa Rađ,
prašina Vrindavana.
Yes. So that's what Jagannatha's Babaji said. I have not become impure by taking from the street sweepers.
Stoga je Jagannath Babaji rekao, ja nisam postao nečist uzevši hranu od čistača ulice.
Because they are covered by the dust of Vrindavana.
Zato što su oni prekriveni prašinom Vrindavana.
How can they be impure? And how can the dharam of chapatis offered by them be impure?
Kako oni mogu biti nečisti i kako mogu njihovi čapati biti nečisti?
Even think, I am a great devotee, I can't eat from the street sweeper.
Oni mislili, ja sam veliki bhakta i ne mogu jesti od čistača ulice.
See, for Jagannatha's Babaji, everything was possible because Mahaprabhu was taking care of him.
Za Jagannatha's Babaji je sve bilo moguće jer je Mahaprabhu brinuo za njega.
Once his servant Bihari felt dead sick.
Jednom je jedan sluga Bihari postao jako bolestan.
And the doctor from Calcutta was called who said there's no way that Bihari will be living for another 3 hours.
Pozvan je bio liječnik iz Kalkute i on je rekao da nema načina da u narednih 3 sata Bihari preživi.
When Jagannatha's Babaji heard about this, he sat next to his servant and said, I want to see who is able to take my Bihari from me.
Jagannatha's Babaji je onda seo pored svoga sluge i rekao je, želi vidjeti ko mi može oduzeti mog Biharija.
And then was standing next to the head of Bihari had to leave.
A smrt koja je stajala odmah uz glavu Biharija morala je otići.
At the end, Jagannatha's Babaji said to his servant, I'm so satisfied with your service, you can get from me whatever you want.
Na kraju Jagannatha's Babaji rekao svome slugi, toliko sam zadovoljan s tvojom službom da možeš od mene uzeti što god želiš.
Do you want 4 cartloads of gold? Ox cartloads?
Želiš li 4 kola puna zlata?
Bihari said, you are Babaji, you have no gold.
Bihari je rekao, ti si Babaji, ti nemaš zlato.
How can you give me 4 cartloads of gold?
Kako mi možeš dati 4 kola puna zlata?
But he also knew. There's something that Jagannatha's Babaji, you never knew, he thought maybe you
Ali je znao nešto da Jagannatha's Babaji uvijek može učiniti nešto nepredvidljivo, neobično.
He had made already the experience that once Jagannatha's Babaji told him, play the danga, I want to sing for Puranga.
Ima iskustvo jednom, Jagannatha's Babaji mu je jednom rekao, sviraj mridangu, želim pjevati za Gorangu.
But he of course had never played mridanga.
Ali Bihari nikad nije branio svirao mridangu.
Anyways, he started to, by the mercy of Jagannathas Babaji all of a sudden play the rhythms.
Miloši Jagannathas Babaji, a on je iznenada počeo svirati ritmove.
He didn't know how he did it.
Nije znao kako je to učinio.
Another time, it so happened that Jagannathas Babaji told him, please read from Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Drugi put mu je rekao da čita iz Četnje Čaritamrite.
But Bihari said, I'm not from Bengal, I cannot read Bengali, you know that.
Ali Bihari je rekao, ja nisam iz, iz Bengala, ja ne znam da čitam Bengali, ti to znaš.
No, I need to hear the glories of Gauranga.
Samo pokušaj, moram čuti slave Gorange, rekao je Jagannathas Babaji.
I can't read this.
Ne mogu ovo čitati. Samo pokušaj.
And all of a sudden, something in the most beautiful tune to Bengali.
Iznenada je u najdivnim melodijama čitao na Bengaliju.
So, in this way, Jagannathas Babaji could empower anyone.
Na taj način Jagannathas Babaji je mogao svakoga opunomoćiti.
So he could, he answered Bihari, Bihari, I may not have any gold, but Mahaprabhu can easily give it.
Odgovorio Bihariju da ja možda ne mogu pribaviti zlato, ali Mahaprabhu može.
So, then Bihari said, I don't want gold, I want just love.
Bihari je onda rekao, ja ne želim zlato, želim samo ljubav prema Krišni.
So, Jagannathas Babaji, a pure devotee of the Lord, was so greatly empowered.
Jagannathas Babaji, gospodin čisti bhakta, bio je tako jako puno punomoćen.
But at the same time, so totally devoted and humble.
Ali u isto vrijeme potpuno predan i ponizan.
He would from his own plate give food to the dogs of the dam.
Sa svog tanjira on bi davao psima svetog mjesta hranu.
Because he thought that these dogs are such great souls because they have taken the birth of the holy dam. I must give them my food.
Jer on mislio, ti psi su tako velike duše jer su se rodili na svetom mjestu i s toga im moram dati hranu.
If we do not become humble,
ako ne postanemo ponizni,
if we remain caked or covered with a layer of false ego,
ako ostanemo prekriveni slojem lažnog ja,
we will never be in the spiritual reality.
E nikad nećemo biti u duhovnoj stvarnosti.
The original position of the soul is a very humble position.
Izvorni položaj duše je vrlo ponizan položaj.
We may have our body.
Mi možemo imati naše tijelo.
We may have our mind.
Možemo imati naš um.
We may have our words.
Možemo imati naše riječi.
And we may have some time in this body.
I možemo imati neko vrijeme u ovom tijelu.
But all that is limited.
Ali sve to je ograničeno.
We cannot control it.
Ne možemo kontrolirati to.
Can't control our body.
Ne možemo kontrolirati naše tijelo.
Cannot control our time.
Ne možemo naše vrijeme.
We are just in the hands of the nature.
Mi smo u rukama prirode.
We are dependent.
Ovisni smo.
On every step and on every move.
Naš svaki korak i svaki pokret su ovisni.
If we do not understand our spiritual identity, we are lost.
Ako ne shvatimo naš duhovni identitet, izgubljeni smo.
In this connection, I want to tell you a story.
U vezi s tim želim vam ispričati priču.
Once there was a king called Bahadur Singh.
Jednom je živio kralj po imenu Bahadur Singha.
He used to go every month to Vrindavan, there he had a summer residence.
Svakog mjeseca on bi išao u Vrindavan gdje je imao letnikovac.
And there he heard from Vaishnavas about the Bhagavatam.
I tamo je slušao od Vaishnava Srimad Bhagavatam.
He also had a minister who was called Rama Bhatta.
On imao ministra po imenu Rama Bhatta.
This minister didn't really like that his king would go to Vrindavan.
Tom se ministru nije svidjelo da njegov kralj ide u Vrindavan.
Because he felt that the king might become influenced.
Jer je osjećao da kralj može potpasti pod utjecaj.
By the Vaishnava.
Vaishnava.
One day give everything up.
Jednog dana ostaviti sve.
So, once he came with his king to Vrindavan.
Jednom je došao sa svojim kraljem u Vrindavan.
And he was unpacking and putting everything in the rooms, the luggage.
I on je raspakirao stvari, bio i stavljao u sobe.
And the king went immediately on the roof of this, it was like a house, you know, and he sat and listened to the devotees.
Kralj je odmah otišao na krov te zgrade i se slušao bhakte.
Now, at this time, a monkey jumped on the luggage and took the valuable shawl.
Tada je jedan majmun skočio na njihove stvari i uzeo skupocjeni šal.
There was gold going through it.
Koji je bio provezan zlatom.
It was the shawl of a king.
To je bio kraljev šal.
Very, very expensive.
Vrlo skup.
So the maimon just took it, ran to the tree and began eating it.
Maimon ga je uzeo, skočio na drvo i počeo ga jesti.
And he was, you know, was trying to catch him. He tried to give him bananas. He tried to somehow get back the shawl.
Rama Bhatta ga je pokušao uhvatiti, pokušao mu dati banane, pokušao na neki način vratiti šal.
But the maimon just ate it.
Ali maimon ga je jednostavno pojao.
So at this particular time, all of a sudden, the king came on the roof and saw the monkey eating his shawl.
U to vrijeme kralj je sa krova vidio kako majmun jede njegov šal.
And he became he began to cry.
Počeo je plakati.
But this Rama Bhatta saw the king crying, but it was not a crying like if someone takes something valuable from a person away and he becomes very disturbed. It was not such kind of crying.
Rama Bhatta je vidio da kralj plače, ali to nije bio plač osobe koja žali za nečem što je neko, što je izgubila nešto, neko uzeo nešto.
Like if you don't get, if someone takes away our sweets, you know, and we start to cry. It was not like that.
Kao kada neko uzme naše slatkiše pa počnemo plakati. Nije bilo tako.
So, Rama Bhatta never could understand why was this king crying and he could touchy people at once, you know, he was not a sentimental person, he was emotionally disturbed.
Rama Bhatta nije mogao shvatiti zašto kralj plače, jer kralj nije bio sentimentalna osoba koja je bila emocionalno uznemirena, on se mogao boriti s 30 ljudi, istovremeno. Bio je vrlo snažan kšatrija.
So he decided to ask Rama Bhatta. Rama Bhatta decided to ask the king.
Rama Bhatta je odlučio da pita kralja.
First day there was no opportunity.
Prvog dana nije bilo prilike za to.
And then the second day.
Drugog dana.
Opportunity came.
Pojavila se prilika za to.
he went to the king and said, why did you cry like this when you saw the monkey pushing the shawl?
On je prišao kralju i pitao ga, zašto si plakao kada si vidio da je majmun uzeo tvoj šal?
And the king said, Rama Bhaja, I was crying because I was so happy.
Kralj je rekao, Rama Bhaja, plakao sam jer sam bio tako sretan.
The monkey had come to teach me a lesson. He was sent by Krishna.
Majmuna je poslao Krishna, on je došao da me nauči lekciju.
I came like a king to the holy land of Krishna.
Došao sam kao kralj u svetu zemlju Krišne. Donao sam moju kraljevsku odjeću sa mnom i moje sluge. Ali sve je to laž. Ja nisam kralj. Ja sam sluga.
So, I was crying because Krishna showed me that when I go to Vrindavan, I should come as his servant.
Plakao sam jer mi je Krishna pokazao da kad idem u Vrindavan trebam doći kao sluga.
As long as we sit on the mountain of false ego,
sve dok sjedimo na planini lažnog ja,
the river of Krishna's mercy will not hear us.
Rijeka Krishna milosti nas neće doseći. Mi ćemo samo sjediti i čekati da se nešto desi u našem životu. Ali neće nas preplaviti rijeka milosti, Krišnina rijeka milosti. To sam ja shvatio.
Just a few days ago I received a letter from one very nice aspirant.
Prije nekoliko dana sam dobio pismo od jednog vrlo finog aspiranta.
And she had studied psychology and went to Vrindavan.
Ona je studirala psihologiju i otišla je u Vrindavan.
And she was standing on the Loi Bazaar thinking, oh, this is not a holy place. I don't like it here, it's so dusty.
Ona je stala na Loi Bazaru, to je tržnica u Vrindavanu, i mislila je, ovo nije sveto mjesto, toliko prašine ima tu. I malo je prljavo.
All of a sudden she felt like a heavy iron fist on her back.
Izgleda da je osjetila nešto poput čelične pesnice na svojim leđima.
And then all of a sudden, and it was so heavy, she fell down to the ground.
To je bilo toliko jako da je pala na tlo.
It was a majmun.
To je bio majmun.
Who had come and who had jumped on the back and just stolen her glasses.
On je skočio na njena leđa i upravo je naočar.
He went on the tree and put the glasses on her back.
Opet se na drvo stavio naočara i rugao je se.
And now she couldn't see anything any longer.
I sad više nije mogla ništa vidjeti.
She understood that because she had seen Vrindavan, this material vision.
Shvatila je, pošto je vidjela Vrindavan materijalnu viziju.
Therefore Krishna sent the majmun.
Da je Krishna zato poslao majmuna.
To correct her vision.
Da ispravi njenu viziju.
No vision any longer, no material vision any longer.
Nema više materijalne vizije za tebe. To je majmun učinio.
So, my dear Prabhus, if you see Krishna consciousness with material vision,
dragi moji Prabhuji, ako vidite svjesnost Krishne s materijalnom vizijom,
there are two possibilities.
Stoje dve mogućnosti.
One is that Krishna by force will force you.
Jedna je da će vas Krishna prisiliti.
He will make you very poor.
Na primjer, učinit će vas vrlo siromašnim.
That you don't even have enough to eat.
Čak da nemate dovoljno da jedete.
So that finally you understand, ja sam sluga, I'm the servant.
Tako da konačno shvatite, ja sam sluga.
Or he will make That's when he loves you very much.
To će živjeti kada vas puno voli.
Then he will not tolerate that your material vision can go on.
On ne može tolerirati da nastavite sa svojom materijalnom vizijom.
Need be, he will even make you suffer.
Ako je potrebno, učinit će čak I da patite.
Nothing seems to work any longer.
Više ništa ne funkcionira.
That is Krishna's milost.
To je Krishna milost.
Or, the other possibility is that with material vision you will see everything in a material way.
Ili druga mogućnost je da ćete materijalnom vizijom vidjeti sve na materijalan način.
And therefore make offenses.
I s toga raditi uvrede.
Again,
Vaishnava.
And against
Guru. Guru.
And against service of Krishna.
Služenju Krishna.
So if you do not, if you feel that there is some thing missing in your life.
Ako osjećate da nešto nedostaje u vašem životu.
Then you feel it is not going on.
Ako osjećate da se stvari ne odvijaju.
Then take one verse and learn it by heart.
Uzmite jedan stih I naučite ga na pamet.
String it on a rope.
Zakačite ga na vrpcu.
Put it around your neck.
I stavite oko vrata.
Rinada pisuni čena taroni vasa išuna amandira marina kirtavija sanja vadi. Ni.
To znači
osoba
treba biti poniznija od trake na ulici,
more tolerant than the tree,
tolerantnija od drveta,
ready to offer everyone all respect without expecting respect for oneself,
spremna da svima uputi ukaže svo poštovanje bez da očekuje poštovanje za sebe.
In such a state of mind one can always change the holy name.
U takvom stanju uma osoba može uvijek pjevati sveta imena.
If you have this humility, there will be no problem.
Ako imate poniznost, neće biti problema.
But if you are arrogant, that's one person, it will be difficult.
Ako ste arogantni zapadnjak, bit će teško.
You can see everything through the glasses of your false pride.
Sve ćete vidjeti kroz očale svog lažnog ponosa.
Krishna will make you difficulties.
Krishna će vam praviti poteškoće.
Because he doesn't want his devotees to be falsely pride and develop a material vision.
Jer on ne želi da njegove bhakte budu lažno ponosni I da razviju materijalnu viziju.
The devotee prays, Aha Prabhu Nanda Sutta Prishabhanu Sutta Yutta Karuna Karahaeva Narottama Dasa Kaye Nate Diha Ranga Paye Toma Vineke Ache Ama. My dear Lord, you are now present.
Dragi moj gospodine, ti si sada prisutan.
With the daughter of King Prishabhanu, Srimati Radharani.
Sa čerkom kralja Vrishabhanuva, Srimati Radharani.
Now both of you please be merciful upon me.
Sada vas dvoje budite milostivi, molim vas kraj meni.
Don't give me away.
Nemojte me odbaciti.
Because I have no other shelter than you.
Jer nemam drugog uzročišta osim vas.
Krishna's mercy is all which we can aspire in this life.
Krishna milost je jedina stvar koju možemo željeti u ovom životu.
You know, when we are like children dependent on the mother.
Mi smo poput djece koja ovise o majci.
When the mother puts the child away.
Kada majka odbaci djete.
The child has no other possibility.
Dijete nema druge mogućnosti.
You run back to the mother and you will find him with the legs around, with the hand around the leg.
Ono će se vratiti majci I zagrliti je oko nogu I plakati.
The mother becomes very impressed over my child.
majka postane impresionirana, o moje dijete uvijek dolazi meni.
So if we sometimes we might feel separated from Krishna.
Kad se možemo osjećati odvojeni od Krišne,
even rejected,
čak i odbačeni.
We might think, oh, it is said that the Lord is the most merciful, but it seems I'm the only exception to His mercy.
Možemo misliti, rečeno je Gospodin je tako milostiv, ali ja sam jedini izuzet od njegove milosti.
However, if we come back to the Lord,
međutim, ako se vratimo Gospodinu,
knowing that we have no other shelter,
znajući da nemamo drugo utočište,
then our life, all progress in life can be made.
Onda sam progres, napredak u životu možemo napraviti.
It is said if you slip on the earth,
rečeno je ako padnete na zemlju,
then
glina.
Aha,
glina.
Clay. If you slip on the glina, you have no other shelter than the glina to find your position back.
Ako padnete na glinu, nemate neko drugo utočište da bi se ponovno vratili u svoj položaj.
And the winter we can also sometimes experience. You go and then if you go, shoop, your neck is good. You have to come up to put your legs again on the floor.
Zimi kad se okliznemo, moramo ponovno nekako se staviti u ravnotežu.
So somehow, sometimes we forget Krishna a little bit.
Kad malo zaboravimo Krishnu,
we go like, whoop, you know, in our lives.
Kao da se okliznemo u životu.
We still have to find our connection with Krishna again.
Moramo ponovno pronaći svoju vezu s Krishnom.
That's our only shelter. Just like someone who walks has only shelter on the earth.
To je naše jedino utočište. To što kad neko hoda ima jedino utočište na zemlji.
In this life we must learn this lesson to take shelter in Krishna.
U ovom životu moramo naučiti tu lekciju da uzimamo utočište Krišne.
If you ask me, Sashinandan Swami, after 22 years or 21 years of being in the movement for Krishna consciousness, what have you learned?
Ako me pitate, Sashinandana Swami, što si ti naučio tokom 27. godine u pokretu svjesnosti Krišne?
What is the most important which you want to give to others?
Što je najvažnija spoznaja koju znaš dati drugima? Koju želiš dati drugima.
It is this one.
To je ovo.
We have to find shelter in Krishna's lotus feet.
Moramo naći utočište Krišnjim lotusom i stopalima.
We have to remember him.
Moramo ga se sjećati.
We have to think of him.
Moramo misliti na njega.
We have to act for him.
Moramo djelovati za njega.
We have to worship.
Moramo ga obožavati.
And then all problems go away.
I onda svi problemi nestaju.
If you always think of Krishna,
ako uvijek mislite na Krišnu, ako djelujete za njega, ako odajete poštovanje njegovim lotusovim stopalima, i ako ga obožavate, na primjer pjevajući njegovo ime, onda za vas više nema problema. To sam naučio. To je sve.
All the other things are imaginations only.
Sve ostale stvari su samo imaginacija.
Did you ever think about what it means to be eternal?
Jeste li ikada razmišljali o tome što znači biti vječan?
Mahaprabhu, you are eternal.
Mahaprabhu, ti si vječan.
Wonderful.
To nije divno.
Mahaprabhu, you are fine. You are eternal Mahaprabhu.
You are eternal Mahaprabhu.
You are free from birth and death.
Slobodan si od rođenja i smrti.
It's comes like a surprise.
Naš bakta gleda, zaista? Nikad nisam razmišljao o tome.
Only because we are in the lažen ego. Lažen ego.
Samo zato što smo na lažnom ja.
What? Lažen ja?
Excuse.
Yeah, lažen ja. Therefore, all these problems are there.
Zbog lažnog ja svi problemi su tu. Postoji primjer grnčara.
Grnčara was dreaming under his, you know, he was, the next day he wanted to go to the market and sell his pots, so he was sleeping under the pots to make sure that no one stole them.
Grnčar je planirao da sutradan ide na tržnicu da prodaje svoje grčeve i onda je spavao spod njih da ih niko ne bi uzeo. Onda je počeo sanjati.
I will sell my pots.
Prodat ću moje posude.
And from the profits I will buy a cow.
I od zarade ću kupiti kravu.
Onda
ću musti, prodati mleko. Od zarade ću kupiti još jednu kravu. Onda ću drugu kravu dovesti do bika. I on će napraviti treću kravu. I četvrtu kravu i onda ću višak krava prodati. I kupiti konja.
Then I will take care that the konjas reproduce themselves.
I onda ću urediti da se konje razmnožavaju.
And then from the profit I will buy a house.
I od zarade ću kupiti kuću.
But what is a house without a wife? So I will marry.
Što vredi kuća bez žene, onda ću se oženiti.
And then we will have children.
Onda ćemo imati djece.
And then sometimes it will become a little bit too much for me.
I kad će postati malo previše sve to za mene.
Then I will take my Bhagavad Gita.
Onda ću uzeti moju Bhagavad Gita.
And sit with the coins.
I u štali sediti sa konjima.
But then one day my wife will come with the youngest.
I onda će jednog dana moja žena doći s najmlađim djetetom.
And the young would scream.
I djete će vrištati.
And I will become very disturbed with my wife.
I bit ću jako uznemiren sa svom ženom.
Don't you see?
Zar ne vidiš?
I'm reading Bhagavad Gita.
Čitam Bhagavad Gita.
Why do you disturb?
Zašto me uznemiravaš?
And I will kick her in the behind.
I ja ću je šutnuti od pozadi.
She leaves me alone.
Tako da me ostavi na miru.
And then, so he was living, you know, he was staying with Portugal. And all the pots came down and broke on him, and he was all under, how do you say, splinters of pots.
On je onda tako se ritmo nogom i srušio je sve posude koje su mu pale na glavu i bio je po tim slomljenim posudama. Zatrpan sa slomljenim posudama.
All because of his dreams in his core, dreams of his mind.
I sve zbog snovanja svog uma.
To enjoy and control.
Da bi uživao i kontrolirao.
Therefore, dear brothers,
stoga, dragi Prabhuji,
from the day on we should become humble.
Od danas nadalje moramo postati ponizni.
Give up the false dreams of illusion.
Ostavite lažne snove iluzije.
There is a rock group now who uses the title "Use your illusions."
Jedna rock grupa sada koristi naslov "Iskoristite svoje iluzije."
No, that's wrong. Give up your illusions.
To je pogrešno. Ostavite svoje iluzije.
and become humble servants of Krishna.
I postanete ponizni slugi Krishna.
We have no problem.
Mi nemamo problema.
Govinda Nandini, you have no problem.
Govinda Nandini, ti nemaš problema.
You are eternal.
Ti si vječna.
Only by the mind, the dream of material existence can be used.
Samo umu, san, materijalne egzistencije se nastavlja. Ovo je namijenjeno da nas probudi zvuk školjke.
This is going to die, Kiri.